Uh-oh, you know, with this one cassette deck that plays loops, it's really hard to do these changes, but it's time for that guy with the vibe. Roscoe.
Yo.
What the hell's going on?
Well, can you hear this noise behind me?
Yeah, what's all that noise behind you?
Well, I'm at Krista's retrospective video dance premiere.
Now, there wouldn't be a guy walking around with a large chicken in his hand, would there?
No.
If so, put him on. We're looking for him.
The chicken guy, he's still locked up.
Yeah.
His marijuana will save the world defense did not work with the courts of New York.
Unfortunately.
I thought it was terribly logical myself.
You know,
a joy of his peers.
Right.
Yeah. So, what's the vibe look like today?
I don't know. You know, I'm getting sick of this weather, this hot thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I busted out the straw hat, hopefully thinking that, you know, if this would be the last straw hat day of the season, that, you know, some white man's weather would be around the corner.
Well, if you're going to go for the straw hat, maybe some overalls and a barefoot look might complete it.
Barefoot in New York? I think not. Lest I stepped on some contaminated vomit drool.
What is that horrible sound, though?
That's some, like, taped baloney for, like, an arty dance piece, you know?
Is the show happening as you speak, Scott?
Yeah.
Ah.
They fixed up Brownie's, though, pretty nice. It looks kind of cool in here.
Well, I hope they're ready for the Hangover Hop number 2, Hound's 5th anniversary swan song.
November 10th. I'll be there.
Yeah.
In fact, I'll be breaking in the...
Cinco del Houndo.
The Roscoe Trio later on that very same night.
Right. Is that the Power Varmints?
Yeah, it's kind of a Power Varmints, Roscoe's Power Varmints.
Beautiful. And you're on the Skeletons gig tonight? Is that official?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we had a pretty good one last night, considering, you know, all things considering, these guys, Nocitelli, that was the guy's name that I was trying to forget.
Oh, the guy from the meters? He's terrible.
Man, he was bad. And you know, two times at Tramps in 2 weeks, you know, I like to go publicly on record saying I'm glad to be out of there.
That is an awful place.
Nothing good about that place except for the waitresses.
Yeah.
I mean, and that guy Nocitelli. I mean, those guys, you know, it was a couple meters and a couple Neville brothers, and they only knew the words to like 3 songs, so almost the whole thing was like...
Let me guess, Stormy Monday, Rock Me Baby, and Bust My Broom?
No, it was Stormy Monday, and it was, you know, one of those Giacomo songs, and another one of those, you know, like... Cajun restaurant staples. And then the rest of the time was just this idiot Nocitelli guy doing a bad Isley Brothers lead guitar impression.
Ooh.
You know,
like
a bunch of
Stone and Wawa.
This was a bunch of morons propped up by a bunch of money and cocaine. You know, it was like, it was really bad. You know, so not only were they down there doing the Bing, but they had the door locked and we couldn't get at our beer.
That's really sad.
So hell with them, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, Den got to hang out with Donny Osmond Thursday night.
Really?
Yeah.
What's up with him?
The Don Meister. It was a listening party for his...
Thank you, folks. Thank you very much.
For his new record.
Thank you.
Are they clapping for me there?
Yeah.
I think it's for Donny.
Thank you.
You're a big Donny fan.
The Don.
Listening party for his new record.
He got Jeff Beck on it this time?
I don't know. It sounds like he has Prince on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's that sort of mode. I heard it like 4 times. It's a 3-hour party.
What were you doing, serving champagne?
Yeah, popping the tops.
How's your thumb?
It's kind of ripped up.
Oh. Got to take care of yourself. You need some of that, what's that stuff that I swear by that,
New skin?
No, the other stuff. Comes in a tube.
Fingeries?
No.
KY?
No, that stuff, the healing stuff.
Tiger Balm?
Oh, man.
That doesn't come in a tube. You got me there, Roscoe.
you know, that stuff where they show the commercial on today on TV where, like, here's a cut with nothing on it and here's a cut with this stuff on it.
Solar Cane?
I don't know. I like the one with This Is Your Brain, This Is Your Brain on Drugs.
This Is Your Brain on Don Henley.
Nah.
Let's see. I'm trying to think. I had a couple other vibe things. You know, it's coming up on Halloween, and one of my original vibe report fantasies keeps coming back to me now.
The black cotton tights?
Yeah, when the black cotton tights of the East Village walk the streets alone.
The ones that never get washed.
They don't.
One of my favorite smells.
Oh, man. Unbelievable.
I bet there's quite a few of those where you are right now.
There's a lot of them because there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of dancer-type babes here, you know, because they're in some of the pieces and they're all sporting, you know, like, sort of the casual Paula Abdul look, you know. You know, they got the black cotton tights. And not their good pair, it's sort of like their dog pair that they like, you know, with, you know, tucked into the cowboy boots with a sweater that goes down to almost the bottom of their butt.
But not quite.
Right, you know the look.
I do.
The neck is kind of loose, so it goes, you know, it can, a shoulder could pop out if it wanted to. So this evening should be pretty good.
Yeah, you're on the bill with Brother Dave Alvin.
Brother Dave, I wonder what's up. Now, did he play the Ritz or something?
He opened for Merle Haggard at the Ritz, and then he played at some... the advertisement was so dumb I couldn't bear to go. It was like songwriting seminar, but it was good people. It was like Butch Hancock, Jimmy Dale Gilmore, Dave Alvin. I know some other guys with too many words in their songs.
With bands?
I don't know. You know, I think... I don't know if they...
So he's got a combo tonight, right?
He's got a band, yeah.
Does he have a record deal?
Oh, I don't know. Asking me?
I don't know, maybe he's just, you know...
Get Walter on the phone.
Sometimes he's so of the people, maybe he, like, eschewed the record deal.
I know, he did the music for Crybaby, though, I know that.
Dave did?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he produced it and wrote all the songs, so that probably, you know, kept him in guitar straps for a few months.
Uh-huh. Put a little
jack
in his pocket.
Oh, he was in Straw's band for a while.
Yeah, I knew that. I should have done that, but I was out wasting my time with my own band. Or somebody else's band. Let's see.
I wonder if you've got the brown in common.
The what? Oh, no. The hound cracked himself up.
Folks, inside joke. Sorry,
yeah, very inside.
We'll explain it to you some other time.
No, I don't think so. Yes, I don't think so.
Low and inside.
Oh, man. Now, let's see. I'm trying to think. I had one more thing for the Vibe Report. Oh, yeah. If you're stuck in Manhattan, Thing, Mr. Thing, sporting a crazy sort of world bridge type hairdo.
World Bridge?
Oh, well, Mr. Thing is playing at Brownies tonight.
Yeah,
I forgot all about that, yeah.
But he's trying to be one world all by himself, you know? And, it, you know, for any youth...
One
like,
world, one beat.
So he has, like, dreadlocks now?
No, he's got, like, one of those, you know, like, those sidewall haircuts.
Like a cigarette on a white guy kind of haircut.
There you go, exactly.
All right.
That is a peculiar look.
Yeah, but he's interesting, and for like a lot of these musicians, you know, the bar band thing has gotten kind of popular again, you know, and you know, Thing he does get into that funk vibe, but he is a master of every single trick, and if some of these bar band guys that we have to suffer through sometimes would come and watch Thing and just rip off a couple of his good tricks, it would make things easier for us that have to watch these other bands.
Yeah, you know what I was thinking, since Thing...
See, the people here agree with me.
I also like how he, a lot of times they'll do the, like, 1 year behind thing, so maybe he can go for the bat fade.
I think he might, you know, you never know what he's doing. He said he got a new guitar player from the Bronx, some 20-year-old kid that knows how to do, like, flips or something while he's playing.
Wow.
So he's still watching?
Oh, yeah, you know, the Dinosaur got hired away by Chaka Khan.
Yeah, evidently, and she might show up tonight, too, because evidently last Thursday when they played at the Delta 88, it was her and Melissa Manchester showed up and jammed.
Yikes.
Oh, that was for him. Pardon me.
Hey, Carlos.
No. Here, this one works. You're welcome.
One of the dancer babes?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right between the bathrooms there.
Right, I just flipped off Mick, and then this nice girl thought I was flipping her off, so. Poor thing. So, well, I guess that's the vibe report. You guys can rock onward into this skeleton's super bomb. I gave Donnie the number. Lou, when I called, I was looking for Dr. Lou Whitney. That's usually how it's good to get him on the phone. He's your... either page him as Dr. Whitney or Congressman Whitney. Congressman Whitney was out in Hoboken at some Italian barber getting himself spruced up for this evening's show.
Ooh.
So?
Well, that should be good. That should be worth seeing.
So
okay,
we
Roscoe. Should...
What?
Oh, I said, okay, Roscoe.
Okay, well, the sound you know and love.
Aloha.
Go slamming down the phone.
Later,
go see Roscoe at Maxwell's with the skeletons tonight.
I think I'll probably check out Brother Dave, too, and he starts at 11 or 11:30.
Right.
So until then, aloha.
Aloha. This is the Vibe Report.
Live from Brownies?
Yeah. From a dance retrospective. Not the kind of thing you'd expect Roscoe to be at.
He's kind of a well-rounded, continental kind of renaissance
yeah.
dude.
He certainly
rock
is.
Rock dude.